Foundations and advocacy. First thing you need to know, all 501c3s, including foundations, are prohibited from supporting or opposing candidates for office. And that is much more broadly interpreted than perhaps you think it is. It is not merely saying vote for or vote against a candidate. It is interpreted by the IRS on a case-by-case basis in light of all of the facts and circumstances in any given situation. So, for example, you may have violated the ban on C3 electioneering if you were to criticize a candidate just about their policy positions in the waning days before an election. It really depends on what it looks like to the reasonable person outside. That's not what this session is about, but if you want to talk more about that, I'll be around for the rest of the conference. 501c3 private foundations are, unlike their sister 501c3 public charities, prohibited from expending their funds for lobbying, or rather, if they expend those funds for lobbying, they pay an excise tax on doing that. We'll talk about that in a moment. Nonetheless, and this is sort of the one message I'd like you to take away from today, a private foundation may make certain grants that their grantees may use for lobbying. And for those of you that are representing foundations, grant-making 501c3s that are not private foundations, but things like a community foundation or a donor-advised fund or other types of public charity grant makers, you're even allowed to make grants that are earmarked for lobbying. Now, I'm not going to talk about public charity grant makers. I'm going to focus on private foundations in this session. But if you have questions about your non-private foundation grant maker, I'm happy to talk about that as well. There are also rules on funding voter registration drives.